Task 3. The director introduces you to Jill Baker, the film editor who is now working on the final production of a film. Listen to the conversation and complete the film rundown below.
Hi, Matthew. Please come in. I'm just working on the director's cut of the film Travel in Spacesuit. They're going to show it again next month. Here, please help me put these clips in the correct order.
OK. What is the story about?
It's about a high school student, Clark, who loves space. He wins an old spacesuit in a competition, and he fixes it up.
That's exciting. What happens next?
Clark has fixed the spacesuit and gone in for a TV interview. But one day, while he's practicing walking in the spacesuit, an alien ship captures him and takes him to Pluto.
Oh, an alien ship. Then what happens?
In the next clip, he meets the leader of the monsters, and the leader tries to force him to tell it about Earth, or it will kill a human girl.
Who is the girl?
She's Phoebe, another human caught by the aliens. The monster runs after Clark and Phoebe. Then they are locked inside a spaceship. They don't know how to control the spaceship. At last, they escape before the alien can kill them with poisonous gas.
I'm glad that they weren't killed by the poisonous gas. I've read in the book that they escape and run towards Lunar City. That's just when another alien is about to capture them again.
Right. Inside the city, Clark finds a two-way radio. He wants to set up the radio and call for help. He goes into an underground factory to look for batteries. However, he traps himself in the factory and almost freezes to death. Luckily, he is saved by a friendly alien.
That is my favourite part in the book too. I thought Clark had died.
Yes, but then he gets taken away by the friendly aliens and they cure him. He wakes up and he thinks he's in his own room at home with Phoebe next to him.
But then it turns out he's on another planet. He is called to a court.
Exactly. He defends the human race against the evil aliens. The aliens think he is brave and clever. So finally, Clark is sent back to Earth.
It's a really great story.
This is the end of Task 3.